here on The Big Show at CBS FM and live from the StubHub studio on the Shannon in the Morning program. Joining us here is a longtime member of Saturday Night Live, and he's starring in his own sitcom now, which is just terrific. Me, Myself, and I premieres this Monday. Put it in your day planner, September 25th, 9:30 p.m. on CBS 2.
Ooh, CBS.
Let's welcome to the StubHub studio the very talented, very funny Mr. Bobby Moynihan.
Hello. How are you? Thank you for the rousing round of applause.
Well, it's nice to have
okay.
you. It's nice to have you up so early in the morning.
Yeah, right very now. Much so. I'm still on LA time.
Now. Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. You're really sleepy.
So tell us about this show a little bit now. This is, you've got some other folks that are involved. John Larroquette.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I know. Jaleel White, Steve Urkel. I mean, how did this all come together? What put this together on the board?
The way television normally goes, we don't know.
We're not in it.
It's all magic. Yeah. We just woke up one morning and we had a new
TV show.
And
there was a show.
Yeah. No, it's a show called Me, Myself, and I. A writer named Dan Kolpeman wrote it and found out about it and read it and fell in love with it and joined the team. We got lucky enough to get, great people like John Larroquette and Jaleel White. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's wonderful.
The What's
cast
the premise?
Is phenomenal. I refuse to tell you.
No, it is, there is none.
There is none. It's a surprise. No, I play Alex Riley. I'm an inventor. And you see, it's a story of this man's life, and you see it three different timelines. You see in 1991 when he's 14 years old, played by Jack Dylan Grazer, in present time, played by me as a 40-year-old, and in 2042, you see him played by John Larroquette.
Wow. Is that what you hope to look like in 22 years?
I could only hope. I could only hope to be a beautiful silver fox like that man. Dan Fielding.
Can you ever log some hangout time with him? He's got a busy schedule. You guys can hang out?
Yes. We never get to work together, so we hang out outside. We're trying to hang outside of it a great deal, yeah.
Talk about Saturday Night Live for a little bit. I still love your
I refuse.
No. You're not allowed to. Okay. No.
Lauren said no.
I love I love your thing with Snooki with the, what are you drinking there? It's V8 Red Bull and jacuzzi water.
Did
you come up with that? I mean,
I'm sure in some capacity. Those are so long ago. Yeah. I don't even remember.
Classic Jersey Shore
write those
drink.
With? Yeah, I wrote those with a girl named Christine Nangle. And we had a blast with those. She was a treat, huh?
Yeah. When it comes to your impressions and stuff now, doing stuff on the show, tell me a little bit about, do you stay tuned up? Do you come up with new characters or try to work out new characters?
I like the term stay tuned up.
Stay tuned up.
I was never that great at impressions. I'm afraid of impressions. There are people like, you know, Phil Hartman and like Jay Farrow and those guys that are just complete mimics and they can do any impression in the world. I'm not. All my impressions sound vaguely Italian to me.
And mostly like you.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. I get lucky every once in a while where someone loud and Italian does something. I'm like, oh, Snooki, sure. Oh, Guy Fieri did something great. Chris Christie, great.
Are you excited to be off the show, though, and kind of spread your wings a little bit?
I don't know if excited is the word.
Scared.
Terrified?
It definitely feels different. It feels, especially now that it's coming back, it feels crazy just because I was such a fan of it before. I get to go back to watching it as a fan again. But
right.
Yeah, I don't know if excited is the word. I'm very excited about the new show. I'm very excited about that new direction. But as far as leaving SNL, no, I still have SNL nightmares all the time.
Well, you know, you're a local guy, though, too. I mean, you're from Eastchester, so family, friends in the area have got to say, wow, look at you, right?
They don't care. No.
Make them care.
I don't know. I love Eastchester. Shout out to Eastchester.
Well, here's the thing I had to ask you about, too, was Jaleel White, Steve Urkel in this.
Yeah.
How does this all fold in with him, with John Larroquette and you? Tell us a little bit about the sequence and everything.
Jaleel plays my best friend, Daryl, in the show. I'm a 40-year-old inventor. When you see me as a kid, when it's Jack Dylan Grazer, he's very hopeful and full of life and ready to take on the world. And when you see me, I am... My wife recently cheated on me. I am a single dad living in my best friend's garage with my daughter.
But it's a two-car garage.
It's a two-car garage.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's only a two-car garage? What is he doing on the show?
I got to get a bell for real life.
Yeah.
Trust me, Dan really takes helps. It everywhere it
really
he
helps.
Goes.
It really helps.
Yes, I take it everywhere I go.
It's as weird in church.
As you should.
Well, I tell you, great show. Bobby, it's terrific. Me, Myself, and I premieres this Monday, September 25th at 9:30 p.m. on CBS2. I do want to congratulate you and your longtime love, Broadway actress Bryn O'Malley. You have just had a daughter this past July.
Yeah.
You're a daddy.
Thank you.
How exciting.
We are so proud
thank
of you.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the very best.
Why, thank
show.
You so much.
Make
so,
sure
so tender.
Oh. Thank you, Dan. Would you like me to ring the bell again?
Kind of, yeah.
For the baby.
It was all worth it.
The great Bobby Moynihan. Check it out. It's a good deal. Thank you so much for taking the time to come by here.
No sweat. Thank you for having me.